welcome to another exciting episode of your favorite podcast. This is Football Supplement Podcast. My name is Dominic Victor, and on today's edition of the podcast, I have officially reported to duty. I'm here to give you all the best analysis and review of the game between Liverpool versus Newcastle United. What an encounter it was. Launch our kickoff time, but this certainly ended in a 1-1 draw, with Liverpool losing 15 points from winning positions as they could only manage a draw against Newcastle United. Steve, just stay with me for the very few minutes of this podcast as I take you through an adventurous run, and I promise you, you're going to enjoy every bit of what I'll be doing right here on Football Supplement Podcast. Okay, let's officially get the show on the way, shall we? Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool, they saw their side, even at their own home soil, only managing a draw against Newcastle United. Liverpool took the lead early on in this match through Mohamed Salah. But missing chances upon chances upon chances was where their downfall started. This match certainly was full of all the action. I mean, Liverpool had 22 attempts on target against Newcastle. That showed you that Liverpool, they were really, really attacking. They had almost all the ball possession. In the first half, it was 79% of the ball possession to Newcastle's 33. And in the second half, Newcastle, they seemed to bounce back, recording a slighter margin over the first half in ball possession that they had against Liverpool. But Liverpool, the downfall, like I said earlier, was them missing chances. Liverpool had glorious chances to put the ball behind the net, but they weren't able to convert their chances like they normally say, or like I, Dominic Victor, or like I, the sports govo, would normally say. In the Premier League, when you miss chances that can give you a lead in a match, losing those chances in the Premier League, a team can eventually see their side being regulated. Like, yes, and that was what exactly happened in this match. Liverpool could have won this match by 3, by 4, by 5 goals self. But Salah, first of all, he missed a chance. Sadio Mane also missed a chance. Both of them had one-on-one with the goalkeeper, but they certainly didn't stalk that one into the back of the net. Yes, they didn't put that one behind the net, and they lost. For me, they lost because Liverpool, they're a side that should be winning Newcastle. Newcastle is not in any way to be compared to Liverpool in terms of the squad depth that they have, in terms of the kind of players that these teams possess at their disposal. But Liverpool, they weren't able to do that. Now, Newcastle, they got the equalizer through Joe Willock. Late on drama that was. In the added time, just additional time, 90 minutes plus additional time, it was Joe Willock finally giving Newcastle the equalizer. But before that, Newcastle had a goal that was cancelled by the referee for handball. It was 2 goals in 5 minutes. Who could believe that? Absolutely unbelievable. 2 goals in 5 minutes, 90 minutes plus, Liverpool, they weren't able to actually stay compact defensively. They conceded 2 goals in 5 minutes. But dang, that wasn't a good record for Liverpool. Right now, they've lost 15 points from winning position. And Jurgen Klopp wasn't well pleased with this result. Let's now get the match thought of Jurgen Klopp and what he had to say after this match.
Was not enough. So Newcastle deserves the point, and we deserve for sure not more than a point. So who is to blame for that apart from us? Nobody. So in a moment, obviously frustration is at 150%. So there will be another day, and I will find a, a way back on track, but it's for the moment it's so harsh. It's so harsh because losing a game like this is just it's just too tough to take.
There you go, Jurgen Klopp. He has said it all. He wasn't really pleased with this result, and I can tell you for a fact that Liverpool, they could have seen their side, yes, currently top four. They could have taken that opportunity of progressing and finishing the league probably top four and qualify for Champions League position. But this match was supposed to be a ladder for them. They failed to climb that ladder, and all credit to Steve. I beg your pardon, not Steve Bruce. All credit to the Newcastle manager. I can't quite figure out his name now. I don't know why. Oh my god. I beg your pardon, please, but all credit to the Newcastle manager. He has been able to see his side, you know, sitting like 7 points clear of relegation zone. Newcastle, they are sitting comfortably right now and hoping to stay in the Premier League in the coming season. With just 5 matches to go, will they be able to stay in this Premier League that is very, very competitive? I must tell you for a fact that with the kind of players that they have, not just the players, in this match certainly we can say that Newcastle, they came with a game plan. They came with a game plan, yes, and they executed it perfectly. Although they were not really composed early on in the first half. Liverpool were getting almost all the ball. They were giving all those, you know, Liverpool, they are really attacking. They got all those balls, defeating Newcastle in their defense, like tearing their defense apart. But aside from that, in the second half, Newcastle came back better. They came back stronger and were able to get the equalizer. Joe Willock's fantastic goal, although it took a deflection to get that one into the back of the net. But we'd be really grateful to appreciate that. Let's now get the match thoughts of the Newcastle manager, as his boys did exactly what he told them to do.
Just didn't take the right option, but I always felt.
Favour, what is it?
I didn't think we'd score twice in the last minute, but to do it was incredible, because for me the first one shouldn't have been choked off. Again, this crazy rules that we're bringing in this VAR. Look, I don't think it's VAR's the problem. I think it's the actual rules itself. And do we have to adhere to these rules, or we're big enough to wipe out a Super League? You know, it's supposed to be intentional, and we're supposed to see goals and enjoy the goals going in, enjoy the celebrations. We were all devastated after jumping around like lunatics when the goal was...
And that was the manager of Newcastle. You are very, very pleased with this result. Up next for Liverpool is Manchester United. Up next for Liverpool in the Premier League is Manchester United. They'll be looking to win that one and see their side progress, or could even finish in the top four. Hit me up on our social media handles on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Let me have your thoughts of this match. What really took you by surprise? Was he Alisson, or was he any of the Liverpool players? Let me know on all our social media handles, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Just search for Football Supplement Podcast. Football Supplement Podcast. And don't forget to follow this podcast on whatever podcast player you are tuned in from right now. I really appreciate all those follows and likes and retweets coming in from you, because you're really amazing and special. How else can I be? Thank you very much for listening. I'll call it a wrap on today's edition of the podcast. My name still remains Dominic Victor, the sports govu. And don't forget, let me end this show with a quote. The road to success, it's not always easy, but you will need determination and focus to be able to see it through the ladder of success. Don't forget, winners never quit. And losers. Winners never quit. Yes, winners never quit. Thank you very much. From me, Dominic Victor, and from all of us at Football Supplement Podcast. Tick, tick. Zoom.